Welcome to How to Survive and Thrive in Private Practice. I'm David Steele. I am founder of Relationship Coaching Institute and BuildingYourIdealPractice.com. And with me today is my cohort, Jeff Herring, the president of BuildingYourIdealPractice.com. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, David, and hello, everyone. I hope you're ready to learn how to not only survive, but thrive in private practice today.
Right, and it's important that you have the study guide in front of you because we want you to be successful in private practice. You're not going to be successful by just sitting and listening. You need to have your brain engaged. You need to be ready for success and the secrets and tips of how to do that. So please get the study guide at www.surviveandthriveinprivatepractice.com. And by the way, my opinion is it doesn't matter how long a URL is, as long as it's easy to remember and easy to spell. So please get the study guide at www.surviveandthriveinprivatepractice.com, and you'll see the download page and the download link. And so what do we have for folks today, Jeff?
Today we have a four-step action plan. Number one, and this is on page one of your study guide, as David was saying, number one is use this information to assess your practice building strengths and weaknesses. We all have strengths. We all have weaknesses. Let's get them out on the table and work with them. Number two, take notes and select three strategies to implement right away. We're going to give you a whole lot more than three, but we want you to pick a number that you can start with, which is three. And the third step of our four-step action plan, get the information and the support you need to implement these strategies. And number four is a radical notion known as implement your strategies daily. You do these things daily in your practice, and it will build and build, and these strategies begin to cascade upon each other. You don't do one on Tuesday the 5th and then do another one on Thursday the 27th. Doesn't work that way. And today you're going to learn the three mistakes most practitioners make before they ever get started, three success factors you must always keep in mind, three building blocks of a successful private practice, the three types of private practice professionals, and we're going to identify which one you are and what you can do about that, and guess how many top secrets to private practice success? Three. Top three secrets to private practice success. Today we are into threes. So if you total that up, that is 15, at least 15 secrets you're going to learn today to survive and thrive in practice. And of course, just a little bit more.
And what we want you to do right now is two things. We want you to have the study guide in front of you. We want you thinking about what you're going to do as we roll along here. And secondly, we want you to think about the practice that you really want. What would your successful practice look like? What would you be doing? Who would you be doing it with? Where would you be doing it? And our goal for you, what most practitioners want, is a waiting list practice. We want a full practice, so full it's over full, and we have people waiting for us. They are lining up to work with us. And seriously, today we are going to explain to you exactly how you can do that. So turning to page two of the study guide, let's start with our top three mistakes that most practitioners make before they ever get started.
And these are important, folks, because these knock you out of the water before you ever get going. So let's identify these so you don't do them. The first one is not having a clear niche. In relationship coaching or in counseling or in therapy, I call it death by ICF. And ICF is ICF, death by ICF. I work with individuals, couples, and families. Well, who don't you work with?
Yeah.
And that's everybody. And when we're first starting out and, you know, we'll take any client that can fog up a window, you know, we like to think that way because we think it's going to be better for us. But actually the opposite is true. As you define your niche and are able to get clear on what your niche is, who your ideal client is, what kind of work you do with them, that will grow your practice quicker than trying to work with everyone.
Now, I guarantee that you've heard this before. We are not telling you this for the first time. And you might be protesting right now inside, thinking, no, 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 I do lots of things. I don't want to narrow myself to one thing. And you don't need to narrow yourself to one thing. Most of us do a variety of things. most of us are eclectic, and we work with a variety of clients in a variety of ways. However, to build your business, you need to build it, in our opinion, one niche at a time. That you pick a service or you pick a particular group you want to serve, and you focus on that. You don't try to do everything all at once. Now, that's got to make sense to you. You can't build a house by working on the plans, working on the foundation, working on the framing, working on the roof, working on the plumbing, all at once. These things come in steps. You do it one step at a time. The very first step to building a successful business is targeting who you're going to serve and how you're going to serve them. And the more specific you are, the more narrow and deep it is, the better. So our goal is that you own the niche that you choose that you want to work with. And there is room for all of us to own our niche. Why? Because we are pioneers. We are totally unique. We might share a job title and similar training with thousands, maybe even millions of other practitioners out there, but nobody does it like you. You are absolutely unique. You are the pioneer of your practice and what you do and how you do it, because you bring your unique talents and skills and experience to your work. And so choosing a niche, ideally you choose one that suits you, that you want to work with, that you have a passion for, and that you are good at because you enjoy it. And these people know you, like you, and trust you because they get that you care about them. And these are your people.
Niches may change over time. You know, you may start in one and then transition into another, and that's just fine. The key is to do the same things that you did in the original niche to make that successful as you transition. Begin to build that one out. Don't just, you know, I'm never going to work with this type of client again, and start a new one. Transition in a little bit at a time. Do the same things that built the first one out. Know the niche. Know the ideal client. And it's okay to move from one niche to another. The importance is, instead of doing what most people do, which is trying to go a mile wide and an inch deep, thinking that's going to cast a net that will catch everybody, go an inch wide and a mile deep. Know that niche.
And most highly successful practitioners have 2, 3, 4, 5 niches. And our advice to you is focus on building one at a time. Focus a good 3 to 6 months on one niche, really building it. And we will discuss in this program the different pieces, the different things you need to do to build it. But that's mistake number one, is not focusing and not choosing a niche. Mistake number two is not having a clear vision for your practice. Now, we have to begin with the end in mind. We have to have a destination. If you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there? And so when you have a clear vision, you know what you want your practice to look like, then it's just a matter of making the choices, gathering the resources, the skills, the steps required to get there. A clear vision excites you. It stimulates your passion. It helps you be successful because you're so excited about it and it's so clear to you what you want to do, how you want to do it, where you want to do it, and who you want to do it with.
There is the proverb that says, without a vision, the people perish. And I think it's just as true for our practices. If we don't have a clear vision of how we would like things to be, where we are going, what kind of practice we want to have, you can perish in private practice.
And a vision does not mean, I want a full practice, I want lots of clients, I want to make lots of money.
That's
and
a wish,
I
don't
want
not
to do X. You know,
yeah.
I want to do massage. I want to do chiropractic. That is not a vision. The fact that you're a chiropractor and you want lots of patients and you want a full practice, that is not a vision. Some things that might contribute to your vision involve, what's your purpose for doing your work? Why are you doing it? What is the difference you want to make in the world? And your mission, you're doing what you're doing because you believe in it, and so your mission is how you want to make the difference in the world. And what do you want that to look like? Because your practice as a chiropractor or massage therapist or a therapist or counselor or coach, whatever it might be, your practice is going to look different from everybody else's practice. What do you want it to look like? It's not just about renting an office and sitting in a chair and say, okay, I'm in practice now. Come, clients. You know, what do you want them to come to? There's something called the law of attraction. And I first learned about this when I was a therapist transitioning to coaching. I became really attracted to the idea of coaching and helping people be successful in their goals in life rather than trying to diagnose them and treat them. And coaches talk about this law of attraction thing. And it really sounded, you know, woo-woo to me. And but, you know, since then, because I'm in Silicon Valley, I've actually had conversations with some astrophysicists who informed me that, yes, David, there is a law of attraction. It is a principle. It is a law of the universe. It is actually more powerful and more pervasive than the law of gravity. The law of attraction means like attracts like. And so, well, you know, I got to take their word for it. And so maybe the coaches are onto something. And now that I'm a coach, I really strongly believe in this, that like attracts like. So the clearer vision you have and the more you work at realizing it, I like the Field of Dreams quote, if you build it, they will come. So you have a clear vision, you build it, you attract the kind of clients that you want to work with, then you have the practice that you want. And Jeff, what about mistake number three?
Mistake number three, David, is having no blueprint, or what most people do with life is sort of make it up as you go along, flying by the seat of your pants. And what that ends up causing you to do when you go to market your practice is you do something called marketing a la carte, which is, you know, you just grab something off the marketing menu and do it. Hit and miss, hit and miss, hit and miss, and with no plan. And so, David, I have to ask you a question. What is the most important piece of a jigsaw puzzle?
Okay, I know the answer this time. It's the box top.
That's right. Most people will say the corners or the flat ends, and those are all good answers, but it's the box top because there is the blueprint for making the jigsaw puzzle. Can you put the jigsaw puzzle together without the box? Sure, but it's a whole lot easier and a whole lot quicker with the box top, and to me that's a great metaphor for the difference between surviving, you know, putting it together without the box top, and thriving, using the box top to put it together. And so most people have no idea how to put together a plan, how to put together a blueprint. Thinking about this today when I was out walking Buddy the Internet Dog about, you know, you and I teaching this, and, you know, you've done this in California, and I've done this in Florida, and now in Atlanta. And Florida and California are two states glutted with therapists, and we had to make this up as we went along. And, you know, one of the favorite things you and I like to do is spare people having to do that. We've made the mistakes. We've spent the money. We've blown the money. And you don't have to make those same mistakes. There are simple blueprints available, step one, step two, step three, to create not only a practice you can survive in, practice you can thrive in. And my definition of a practice you can thrive in is one in which not only are you making a difference for others in the world, you're making a difference in your own life. You're living the way you're wanting to. You're supporting who you want to. You're making a difference in the world and making a difference in your own life.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, talking about needing a blueprint and going by the seat of your pants, I just got to tell this story.
I thought you might.
Got to tell this story. This is probably my biggest, most spectacular failure in private practice. And it really illustrates mistake number three, not having a blueprint. When I started my practice and I signed up for managed care and I was working with individuals, couples, and families as a marriage and family therapist, and I was doing pretty well. I was very, very busy. I had a lot of paperwork. Managed care, they pay a fraction of your fee and they make you work hard for it. But, you know, I was feeling pretty good. However, I wanted more private pay clients, especially couples. So I figured, okay, well, how can I do this? So I look at the Yellow Pages and I look for a marketing consultant. And I find one. And he convinces me that the way to get a full practice of couples is to do a direct mail campaign. For pennies apiece, I can reach thousands of couples in my area. And if I only get 1% or a half a percent return, then it'll be wildly successful. And I didn't know nothing. Sounded just fine to me. And $8,000 later, to pay him to print up all the flyers, to have them inserted in mailings, going out to thousands of households in my area, how many clients do you think I got from that?
Drum roll, please. Tell us, David, how many clients did you get from that direct mail out?
Zero.
Ow!
$8,000 later, following the advice of a marketing consultant that apparently knew not much about private practice, zero clients, because I didn't have a blueprint. I was just trying something that sounded good to me, and I trusted somebody that didn't know what they were talking about. And I wish I had a mentor. I wish I had somebody that knew what they were talking about, saying, David, are you crazy? A direct mail campaign to get couples? Don't do that. Don't waste your money. Clients need to know you, like you, and trust you in order to hire you. They are no way going to hire you based on a mailer. I didn't know any better back then. Now I do, because I have a blueprint. And because I've made all the mistakes that is possible to make, you know, and more.
And David, if somebody came to you today and said, you know, hey, my marketing consultant suggested I do this, I'm pretty clear on what you would tell them. What would you tell them to do instead?
Well, most marketing consultants suggest solutions and strategies that cost a lot of money. So if the suggestion involved $5,000 for a website or $3,000 to design stationery and business cards, you know, whatever that might be, I would remind this person something that I've learned along the way, which is the most effective ways to build a private practice to get clients don't cost anything. And we're going to cover exactly what some of those strategies are that don't cost anything. But most marketing consultants, you know, they need to earn their keep. They need their clients to, you know, spend money to solve problems, like design an effective Yellow Page ad. Oh, that's a good one. My first marketing workshop as a private practice professional, I spent a weekend, and I basically learned three things. Design an effective Yellow Page ad, lunch a month, and ask for the referral. I mean, that was basically it. That was distilling their message over an entire weekend into three things. We spent an entire day on how to design an effective Yellow Page ad. And because of the know, like, and trust factor, because we perform a very intimate personal service, people really need to know you, like you, and trust you in order to hire you. People that call you based on a Yellow Page ad, typically they ask questions like, how much do you charge? What's your success rate?
Yeah.
You know, and that is not an effective way to get a client. I mean, it works. I mean, you can get clients that way. They're not going to be your ideal clients, that's for sure. So anyway, we can talk about that all day, Jeff, but let's move along to the three success factors that you must keep in mind. How about success factor number one?
That is knowing and using your own uniqueness. Each one of us has a uniqueness in our practice, and we may be in a niche glutted with people. There is no one that can do it like you do. What I like to say is there are more people out there waiting to hear from you who can only hear it from you than you can ever get to in your lifetime. There are more people out there waiting to hear from you who can only hear it from you than you can ever get to in your lifetime. And you can go get a little bonus mini poster of that over at thearticleguide.com/quote, quote.pdf. And I want you to hang that up somewhere and remember it, because it takes the whole notion of scarcity and competition and turns it on its head and says, there's more people out there uniquely designed to hear your unique message, your uniqueness, than you can ever get to in your lifetime, which goes back to what David was saying earlier, you know, the waiting list practice. You have a waiting list out there and you don't even know it.
Yeah, there are people waiting to work with you, and they can best be helped only by you because of who you are and the fit of you working with them. But you need the law of attraction to help you find them, to bring them to you. And the law of attraction will help you if you realize that you are absolutely unique. Don't be afraid to be different. This is not grade school where you're going to be teased and taunted for being different. You're not going to be shunned. You're going to be celebrated. People are going to seek you out because you're different, because they need you. And therefore, this might be a radical concept, but we believe that you are the product, not your services, not what you were trained to do, not the magic wand you wave over your clients when they come to see you. You are the product. You are the most important product, who you are. And what that means for you then is in your marketing, all you got to do is show up. All you have to do is reveal yourself. And marketing is communicating what you do. That's what marketing really is. At its core, basically, it's just communicating what you do. And that by itself, by the way, will not get you clients. I like to say that you can market till the cows come home and not get any clients. I know, I've done it. But marketing is simply communicating what you do. And in this case, we advocate communicating who you are. Because you are the product. Your uniqueness is your number one success factor.
And
success factor number two is being willing to play large. Now, this means being willing. It doesn't mean you have to play large. Our goal is that you own your niche. What do you got to do that? Just show up, do good work, you know, do your best, market effectively, be willing to play large. And here's an example. Let's say you are an introvert. You like to be in your private office working with your clients. That's all you want to do. However, you have a client that you really help who believes that you are the best thing since sliced bread. And this client asks you, could you give a seminar to the people of my church? I think you're great. I'd like more people to know about you. I'd like them to benefit from your expertise like I have. Would you please give a seminar to the people in my church? Now, being willing to play large means even if you're an introvert, you're willing to step up. So think about that. How are the ways that you play small? When are the times that you resist playing large, that you push these kind of opportunities away? Success factor number two is being willing to play large, that when opportunity knocks, you open the door, regardless of the stories you tell yourself, oh, I can't do that, or I'm not a good speaker, or I'm an introvert. Go ahead and show up for it, because guess what? This is the law of attraction in action. You have attracted a speaking engagement even if you're an introvert. So step up for it, and you might just amaze yourself. You know, I'm an introvert, yet I'm also a professional speaker. My first speaking class was in junior college, and a couple months into the class, the teacher asked me to give a talk to the entire college. I didn't want to do it. I was scared to death, but he must have thought that I was a good speaker. Here I was, you know, 18, 19 years old, speaking to an assembly in an entire auditorium in junior college, and I was an introvert. But what it did is certainly cured me of my stage fright.
It's called the baptism by fire. David, I was laughing because you called yourself an introvert, and no one believes it when I say it, but I basically am too. And yet I've just stretched myself with decisions over a lifetime to do differently, to go against the grain, to be able to speak professionally, to be able to do something like this. Here's a question, folks. How many people, who does it help? How many people and who are they, do you help by playing small? How many?
Great.
Maybe
question.
Your competition. Maybe.
Yeah.
But certainly not the people that you are called to help. And those of us that get passionate, even evangelical about what we do, you know, we're called to do this. One of my favorite quotes I've come across this year is, there are two great moments in life. The first is when you're born, and the second is when you figure out why.
Yeah.
And we're called to do this kind of stuff, to make this kind of difference. And you help no one by playing small. And so just the willingness to play large begins to stretch you. And, you know, David Steele is a marriage and family therapist. Jeff Herring is a marriage and family therapist, both by license. And we just decided to be willing to play large and then try some things. I'm getting a little tired of hearing the phrase law of attraction, but it's what it is. Put yourself out there and things show up.
Right. I got to share this example about being willing to play large is that I wrote this book, Conscious Dating, Finding the Love of Your Life in Today's World. And when I founded Relationship Coaching Institute, you know, I did so not because I wanted to be some big cheese and I thought I was, you know, like my daughter says, all that. I founded it because I really wanted to bring coaching to relationships. I really saw a great potential for this field of life coaching to really benefit relationships. There was no training program, no model for doing that, so I decided to take it on. And in so doing, I had the epiphany that, wow, singles become couples, and we need to do something about that. And so I developed programs and technology coaching technology for singles. And people have been telling me over the years, you got to write a book, you got to write a book, you got to write a book. And all this time I said, no, don't want to write a book. Too many books out there. It's glutted with books for singles out there. I don't want to add to the noise. And then I finally got it that in conscious dating and what I've developed for singles, this is valuable, this is unique, there's nothing else like it out there, this is what singles really need. So I'm going to throw my hat in the ring and I'm going to write this book and I'm going to compete with all the other books for singles out there. And so when I became willing to play large, doors open. And this can be the same for you. Chances are you have the same process that I did. No, I don't want to. I just want to do this. But when opportunity knocks, sometimes you're not going to want to open the door. Our advice to you is stretch and open it anyway.
Not only stretch and open it, but run through it full blast just to see what happens. For years in Florida, I sloughed off to a radio station to do 2 3-minute things a week, one live and one recorded. And, you know, it was a little bit of publicity, and it was fun. I had no idea what it was preparing me for. I moved to Atlanta, interviewed on a relationship radio show that David had interviewed on the summer before. I interviewed in November for it to be played in December, and then in January, I became the host.
Yeah, I remember that. The host just handed you the show right in your lap. Say, here, take it.
She walked up to me at a meeting and said, I've decided not to do it anymore. I gave the station your name. It's yours if you wanted it. It's the relationship radio show at RadioSandySprings.com in Atlanta. And, you know, I just stood there grinning, almost speechless. And so, you know, 3 minutes a week turned into an hour a week. And just by putting myself out there, something I was not looking for really paid off. And David, what occurs to me as I listen to you talk about, you know, the book for singles, that leads us right into Success Factor 3, because part of what allowed you to write that book is you became very, very clear on what your unique and clear message was for singles, right?
Right. And success factor number 3 is your unique message. You are a pioneer in your field, believe it or not. That, yes, a lot of other people have the same training and the same job title maybe, but only you do it your way. And just think about this. Have you ever amazed yourself in working with a client? It's like, ooh, where did that come from?
Who said that?
And so our advice to you is write these things down, capture them, because the wisdom and the brilliance and the creativity that comes out with your clients, that is your unique message. That is how you are a pioneer. That can only come from you. You can put that into an article. You can put that into a book. You can create a workshop around that. That can be your brand. That can be your contribution to your field. You know, I have this tool that I develop around communication, and I call it the communication map. And it arose out of my work with my clients in little bits and pieces over years. And so now you can go to thecommunicationmap.com, and you can see this product, this tool that I just made up from thin air, but it wasn't random. It came up from my work with my clients and the flashes of brilliance and creativity and the interventions that I was designing with them as I was going along. And you can do this too. You're the pioneer of your practice. Nobody does it like you. You are creative and talented and unique. So go ahead and own that. And the longer you practice, the more clients you work with, the more unique you get, the more you develop your techniques, your technology, your message. You know, go ahead and get that out there in different ways, by writing or by speaking, or, and we'll talk about other ways as well. So those are our 3 success factors to keep in mind. So turning the page in your study guide to page 3, we have a treat for you. It's called Private Practice Marketing on a Budget. This is a collection of detailed, practical, proven, step-by-step, free and low-cost tools and strategies for getting high-paying clients. Why? Because the most effective ways to get clients and build your practice don't cost anything. So Jeff and I, we've been doing practice building seminars every month for the past 5 years or so, and each seminar is in response to a question or a challenge from our members. Like, how do I build an effective website? Or what is the best and fastest and easiest way to get clients? Or how do I handle it when somebody wants to work with me but they say they can't afford it? So we have 4 kits in this collection. And Jeff, you want to say a bit about what the kits are?
The first kit is about creating unlimited prospects. How do you go from nothing to something? Okay, and each kit contains 6 CDs, and in there you'll find everything you need to know about creating prospects. Now, you can have 1 billion prospects, but if none of those people turn into clients, you've got 1 billion prospects. So kit number 2 is converting prospects into clients. How do you do that in a way that fits for you? How do you do that with integrity? How do you have the conversation to do that? Kit number 3, and this is one of the times where we really get a lot of how do I questions, leveraging technology to boost your practice. How in the world do you create an e-program? What in the world do you put on a website? How in the world do you? Well, that's what's in that kit, the how-tos. And then finally, kit 4, probably my favorite one, is how to have fun, play large, and retire smiling. We teach you the mindset, the thinking that needs to go into playing large.
Like passive income, developing multiple revenue streams. And these 4 kits have literally all the specific detailed step-by-step information that you need to have a successful practice, develop all the prospects you need for your practice, convert them into clients, and have fun, play large, and retire smiling while you're doing it.
And you know, David, I drive around when I'm traveling, and every now and then I'll put one of these in, and even though you know, you and I put them together, and you and I are on most of them with other guests, I'll put one in and listen to it, and I'll think, you know, that's really good if I do say so myself.
Right. Well, we've learned a lot along the way because we've had to research each program and then translate it and distill it for our members so that it's practical and easy for them to understand and implement. So I'm really happy and proud of this product because there's nothing else like it for private practice professionals. If you're in private practice and you want all the information, tools, and strategies you need to have successful practice in one place, this is it. You won't find it anyplace else. And this information is worth literally thousands. Literally, it is worth thousands and thousands of dollars. But you'll be amazed at how affordable it is. We could price it easily at $500, even $300. But we don't want to do that because we want this information in your hands. We want it to be a no-brainer. We don't want you to hold back because, oh, well, you know, I'm not sure I can afford that, or I'm not sure, you know, it's going to be worth it. You know, so we priced it as low as we can possibly do so to make it a no-brainer for you. We want you to have this information. Almost all of the strategies in this collection do not cost anything to implement.
Absolutely. And, David, I'm looking at part of a testimonial from someone that has these. I'm just going to read part of it. It says, since implementing these strategies, I have been publishing articles, been adopted by a major local radio station as their relationship expert, and I'm also about to publish my first book on relationships. Thanks for everything that you and Jeff offer in these programs. And, folks, I'm holding in my hand that book. Okay, by Krista Bloom, one of our members, bought this package, and her book is The Ultimate Compatibility Quiz for Couples. So she used these things, listened to them, and gained all these benefits, and I've got right here in my hand her book, and had her as a guest recently on the radio show.
And so go to privatepracticemarketingonabudget.com. It's a long URL, but remember, as long as it's easy to remember and easy to spell, doesn't matter how long it is, privatepracticemarketingonabudget.com. And go ahead and check it out and give yourself the gift of getting this information because a lot of what we're talking about today, this is the specific information that you need to implement the strategies. So moving right along to study guide page number 4, the 3 building blocks of a successful practice. And building block number 1, Jeff?
Folks, in your covered wagons, saddle up your horses because you are the pioneer of your practice. People may have been in this niche before, but no one has ever done it like you before, and no one will ever do it like you again. And therefore, you don't need to do it like necessarily completely like the names in your niche. Okay? Don't try to be that person that you see doing well or you see as famous. You can't. That position's already taken. Okay? Be the absolute best with your message, with your calling, and always ask David Steele's question, which is, what's next? What's next for my practice? What's next in helping this client? What's next in what I can create to help these folks? And, you know, every time I do one of these calls talking about this, I realize again just how blessed and fortunate I am, because from doing these principles we're teaching you today, I get to create my day every day, how I want to spend it, who I want to spend it with, and who I want to reach. And that's being a pioneer in your practice. And you can do it all in one situation, you know, perhaps full-time therapy or full-time something. Or you can do bits and pieces. You know, I'm a relationship coach, and I'm a syndicated columnist, I'm a radio show host, and my main business is helping people write and market articles. And so when I say be a pioneer, create what works for you, put the pieces together into something that works for you, saddle up your horses, and be the pioneer in your unique practice.
And if somebody ever tells you, oh, that'll never work, oh, there's so much competition, don't listen to them.
May 1st, 1996, over 10 years ago, I decided on that day I was going managed care and insurance-free, straight fee-for-service. Everybody told me I was nuts. You'll go out of business. You'll chase off all your clients. You'll have to close up. Not only did I not close up, not only did I thrive, I had a waiting list and filled up other people. So I just want to echo loudly what David is saying. When someone tells you you can't, just grin and say, oh yeah, I'll show you.
So okay? This is the first building block, which is really the attitude. The attitude of, I can do it, I'm a pioneer, nobody does it like me. And the second building block is an important one. Really want you to write this down. In fact, I want you to put it on an index card and tape it on your bathroom mirror. It's this important. Building block number two is take care of your practice and it will take care of you. Take care of your practice and it will take care of you. Now, you may just want to work with your clients and not be bothered with all this other stuff like paperwork or marketing or answering the phone or talking with somebody who's not sure if they want to hire you. But the way to have a successful practice is not only doing the things that you like to do, but paying attention to the things that you must do, even though you resist them. And so get the support you need, learn a few new things, take it one baby step at a time, do whatever you got to do. But you must take care of your practice, all of it. The paperwork, the marketing, the networking, answering the phone, whatever it is you're resisting, that is going to get in the way. And there's many, many strategies that we have for you in how to handle the things that you don't want to do so that you can do more of what you do want to do. But the principle here, the important building block, is take care of your practice and it will take care of you. It will give you the lifestyle and the security and the retirement that you want. It'll send your kids to college. And it's all right there. And you want it. You're listening to this program because you want it. You want a successful practice. You want a full practice. You want your practice to take care of you. Well, the other side of the deal is you must take care of it. And our job is to show you how to do that.
And building block number three, we call it the marketing triad. And these are the three top ways to get new prospects and get new clients. Networking, which is word of mouth, putting yourself out there, speaking, and writing. Now, I would imagine, David, that probably everybody on this call at one point or another, when I said networking, speaking, and writing, did a deep inhale at some point. I can't
speak
in public. I can't write. I can't something. Okay? Well, yeah, you can. If you speak to your clients, you can speak. Okay? If you write case notes, you can write. If you talk to people, you can network. It's just using those basic skills and expanding them. But here's the good news. You don't have to do all three. Although David does all three, Jeff does all three, and it works, and they build and cascade upon each other. What you can do is pick one that you're more gifted at or more inclined to than the others, and do that one a lot. And this is a side building block. Maybe we'll call it 3A. When you find something that's working for you, don't do the human nature thing and say, okay, I've done it, I've arrived, I can rest now. When you find something that's working for you, this is really just, you know, crazy profound. Do more of it. Do it a lot.
If it works, do it more. What a concept.
Yes. Yes. You can write that down. Jeff Eng says, if it works, do it more. Okay? But the marketing triad is networking, getting yourself out there, speaking, and writing. What comes from networking is word-of-mouth referral. It's a whole lot better for someone to call you up and say, hey, so-and-so told me to call you because you're the best at whatever, versus they've looked you up in the phone book.
Right. And did you know that the most effective way that private practice professionals get clients, by far, this has been well researched, by the way, the most effective way that private practice professionals get clients, by far, is word-of-mouth referral. And networking is how you develop word-of-mouth referral. And there's many, many ways to network. And in our program and in the Private Practice Marketing on Budget system, we have a whole program on developing effortless referrals, developing a system that will bring referrals through your door, and you couldn't stop them if you wanted to because you've developed this system. And so building block number three, it's about committing to at least one of the marketing triad, speaking, writing, and networking. Now, networking is probably going to be the most effective because it does involve stimulating referrals, but also your writing will get you referrals. People will find your writing, they'll read your writing, they'll want to contact you because of your writing. And your speaking will also get you referrals. People will flock to you because they've seen you, heard you, and they want to work with you because they've heard your voice, they've had an experience of you that works for them that's very powerful when you speak, because it's closest to what you do with your clients. Most of our services are delivered verbally, in person in some way, and so speaking is the closest. Writing shares our expertise, and that can be effective, and networking, especially with referral sources, with people that can steer people our way, just one of these three. But if you can do all three, you are going to be unbeatable. You will have a full practice guaranteed.
If I was just starting out, David, I would be so excited by what you just said, because what you just said was, do these three things, and you'll be fine.
Yep.
I'd hear that and go, get out of the way, I'm doing.
Yeah, it's nice to know that there is a way.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry and be overcome with anxiety, oh my God, am I going to be able to pay my bills? Oh my God, where's my next client coming from? You can be proactive. You can market, which is simply communicating what you do. And it's different than enrollment. Enrollment is the process of actually getting clients and having people hire you. They have to be prospects first. You can develop your prospects. You can enroll them into hiring you into clients. You don't have to be passive about it. You don't have to be overcome with anxiety about whether or not it's going to happen. You can make it happen, and we want to show you how to make it happen. This is a good time to talk about the three types of private practice professionals.
Well, I was just going to say that brings us to the David and Jeff creation, because David and I have worked with and coached hundreds of private practice professionals. And from doing that, we've been able to identify three types of private practice professionals. And what we want you to do today is take an honest look in the mirror, even if it kind of stings a little bit, while we go through these three types, identify which one you are, and what you might want to do about it. And so the first type we call the SSS. SSS stands for secure, scared, and stuck. Secure, scared, and stuck. they're doing something that brings in some money, and they kind of hope and wish, maybe, well, I'd like to someday do something different. But the scared part holds them back. They don't do it. They don't move forward. They don't take action. They're scared, which keeps them stuck.
Right. They are secure because they have a way to pay their bills. They're
right.
Scared because they don't want to risk not being able to pay their bills, and therefore they're stuck. And so many people that sign up for our seminars and hear us speak and buy our products and even sign up for our programs, you know, they obviously want to have a successful practice, but they are simply secure, scared, and stuck. And try as we might, you know, bang the drum and cheerlead and challenge and coach, you know, we can't move them. And I really feel for them. I understand totally. If you're a single parent, for example, as I am, you have kids, and you need to support your kids, and you can't afford to take big risk in your practice because you need to be able to pay your bills. Well, I totally understand. However, there's a whole wide world out there, and the law of attraction does work. If you are willing to step up and try something different, try something new, be the pioneer, really go for it, and you can take a little risk. It doesn't have to be a big risk. You don't have to shut down your practice and open up something new. You can transition over time. But, you know, I really feel for them. It's just so many folks that I've seen are secure, scared, and stuck.
Well, you don't have to be. Let us coach you out of that place.
Right. And, Let us give you the tools, the information, and the resources to be the third type, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But the second type is the dabbler. The dabbler will start something and have trouble following through. They will get very, very excited, and they will sign up, or they will start a marketing campaign, or they will design a workshop. I have to admit, Jeff, in my past, I've been a dabbler.
Well, I think we all have, and I would imagine that anybody on this call can turn their head and look over on their bookshelf, like I'm looking on mine, and find proof of dabbling.
Right.
I did a workshop.
I had a passion one day for putting together a workshop for fathers.
You had a passion one day?
Yeah. I just came up with the idea. I'm a dad. I work well with other dads. I want to do a workshop for fathers. And
cool.
I called it Fatherhood in the 90s. And this was in the 90s.
Who'd have thunk it?
And it was a great workshop, and it was very well received, and I did it once. And I did not follow it through at all.
Hmm.
And that is an example of dabbling. So dabblers, they start things, they don't follow them through, they sometimes don't even finish what they start. They have the idea, they have the passion, but they don't have the discipline to follow through. They might be held back by being busy, being distracted by their other responsibilities and obligations. The working in your business versus on your business thing, the event concepts, that you need to balance both. Working in your business is working with your clients. Working on your business is the marketing and the paperwork and all that other kind of stuff. And the dabblers tend to get absorbed in working in their business. And they dabble in working on their business and building it, and they never quite get there. And then type three is our favorite. These are the go-getters. This is a small percentage of practitioners that we've had the privilege of working with that they might have been like us and dabbled a little bit here, a little bit there. They might have been scared, secure, and stuck, but they've decided to go for it. They step up and become a go-getter. They work with their clients, and they market, they develop their niches, they put together a website, they design an e-program, they write a book or they write articles, they do some speaking, they soak up everything that we teach them, all the advice and information we have for them, they allow us to help them. I mean, what a privilege. If you are a coach or a therapist or a counselor, if you're a helping professional at all, you know how wonderful it is when somebody allows you to help them. And when they do, you know, I call it supportability, when they are being supportable to you, then they benefit from your services. If they're not supportable, if they argue with you or they resist what you're doing or telling them, then they're not going to benefit from your services. So the go-getter is supportable in that they want it so badly, they realize that they don't have all the answers, they don't have all the skills, they need support, they need information, they're willing to do the work and get the support they need. These are the folks we love, these are the folks we love working with, and we call them the go-getters. So the three types of private practice professionals are the triple S's, the secure, scared, and stuck, the dabblers, and the go-getters. So take a look in the mirror. Which one are you? Realize you don't have to be that way. Step up and make the choice that serves you. And if you want to be a go-getter, have we got a program for you?
Absolutely.
We call it our Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program. This is where we personally help you design, build, and launch your ideal practice and fill it with your ideal clients, and we do it in 6 modules, 6 weeks, and it's guaranteed. In week 1, we help you prepare to play large. We help you create the blueprint for the practice of your dreams. In week 2, we teach you about your niche and how to own it, how to use your uniqueness as your greatest asset. In week 3, we teach you the nuts and bolts of building a profitable business that fits you so that you can build your pioneering practice. In week 4, we cover marketing, especially packaging your expertise to attract unlimited prospects. This is a great fit for most practitioners. You're an expert at something, you can use your expertise to attract prospects to you. What a concept. And week 5, it's about relationship building, leveraging your strengths to create an effortless stream of referrals. This is the networking piece. This is building your referral systems so that they just knock on your door and they call and call and call. Wouldn't that be nice? It's totally possible. We show you how to do that. Week 6 is about getting hired, converting prospects to clients. This is the key to private practice success because you can market till the cows come home and not get any clients, believe it or not. I mean, I've done it.
And essentially what we've done here, folks, is take 50 years of experience between David and I and distill it down into the essential things you've got to know, you've got to do. I use the acronym ASK, A-S-K, attitudes, skills, and knowledge. We teach you the attitudes you need, the knowledge you need, and the skills you need to create the practice of your dream and fill it with your ideal clients.
And so please go to privatepracticemarketingsecrets.com to check out this program, because if you want to be a go-getter, if you want to build your ideal practice, fill it with your ideal clients, play large, have fun, and retire smiling, then the Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program is for you. It's only 6 weeks, and it's guaranteed, so you have absolutely nothing to lose. And let's move on to page 6 of the study guide to our cherry on top today, Jeff, which is our top 3 secrets to private practice success.
And David, you talked about it being the cherry on top. It must be the fruit and vegetable metaphor day, because the first one I call your P, your P-E-A. And the first success secret is developing and living every day a proactive enrollment attitude. You're not, and if you've ever done this, you're not ever going to do it again, or we will come and find you. You're not going to use the technique most private practice practitioners use to get clients, and that technique is they hope. They sit in their office, and they hope the phone rings. The number one secret is a proactive enrollment attitude, and that's that you get out there and you do the things that you know will bring in prospects that you can convert into clients.
Kind of like being an evangelist. You believe so much in what you do. You love it. You're passionate about it. You want to do it as much as you can with as many people as you can, that you are totally willing to get out there, talk to people about it, convince them that they need to do it. It's having the attitude, the expectation that you want to enroll people, you want to create converts, and it's being proactive about it. So that is success secret number one.
And folks, it's okay to do. It's a good thing to do. It's a compliment to people. And I do this both here with our mentor program, and I do it over at thearticleguy.com with my mentor program there. When I identify someone that I'm working with as maybe a regular on the teleseminars, or I'm working with in some other way that I think would be a great mentee, I'll say to them, or I'll shoot them an email, hey, when are you going to join the mentor program? And many times they do.
Actually inviting somebody to hire you. What a concept.
Yes.
And success secret number two is very, very, very important. Please make sure you write this down and you never, ever, ever forget it, because your marketing needs to target your desired audience, not yourself. Too often we will do what sounds good to us. We will do what we like. We will write in a way that we like to write and we like to hear. However, you need to market and write for your desired audience. You need to speak to your desired audience, which means you're not going to use jargon. You're going to answer the with-em question, the what's in it for me question, the benefits of working with you. You're going to tell them what they need to hear, so that they're informed consumers, so that they are convinced that you're the one to work with. You need to market for your desired audience, not for yourself. This is a trap that most of us will fall into because we're in our own skin. We're in our own head. We have what we like. We have what sounds good to us. We have the logo that looks good to us. We have the business card that looks good to us. We like the article that is the writing that we want to write. But realize we're not doing this for us. We're doing this to make a difference in the world, to change somebody's life. So we have to get out of our self-centered mindset and get into their skin. Who are they? What do they want? What do they really, really need? And how do they need to get it? And how do they need to hear it? So success secret number two is to market to your desired audience, not yourself.
Folks, it's not about you. It's about them. The two questions are, what do they need and how do they want it delivered? And so success secret number three is having a strategy and a system. A system is something that's repeatable, that you can do over and over and over again. Write this down. I'm going to ask you to spell out the word system and spell it out vertically. S-Y-S-T-E-M. Okay, and out to the side, I want you to write what that word stands for. S-Y-S-T-E-M. A system stands for saves you some time, energy, and money. Saves you some time, energy, and money. One of the things, one of the secrets, one of the keys that allows David to do all he does and allows me to do all that I do is having systems that are repeatable over and over and over again. It saves you time, it saves you energy, and it sure saves you money. What we want you to have in success secret number three is a proactive enrollment system. So have the attitude of you're looking to enroll people, and then have a system that allows you to do it easily.
Right. You don't do anything just once. You have the pieces in place, so it's effortless. It works almost by itself. You just keep it running so that people find out about you, they contact you, they hire you, and it's effortless. And believe it or not, it's absolutely possible. We can show you how to do that. But you must have a system. Too much energy is wasted in doing these one-shot deals, like the Fatherhood in the 90 workshop, like the $8,000 direct mail campaign. Don't do that. So you must have a proactive enrollment system. We can show you how to do that. So would you like to build your ideal practice and fill it with your ideal clients? Guaranteed. I'm looking on page 6 of the study guide right now, and the question is, would you like to build your ideal practice and fill it with your ideal clients? Guaranteed. Here's how. Join our Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program. Simply go to privatepracticemarketingsecrets.com and check that out. It is absolutely guaranteed. You get all your money back if it doesn't work for you.
Now, the second question is, how would you like free admission to our Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It does. There is a way to do that, and we have people in the current ongoing program that have done this. All they did was become an affiliate and brought in two people, because we pay 50% commission on the tuition, on the enrollment investment fee, and so all they had to do was bring in two people that they knew that would benefit from this and take the program with them, and it paid for their admission. So first, you're able to build your ideal practice and fill it with your ideal clients, guaranteed. Now we're talking about how to do it for free. And if that wasn't good enough, David, take the next one and ask them that question.
Well, how would you like for us, David and Jeff, to pay you to join our Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program? We will actually pay you. Refer three or more of your colleagues to us. And if they sign up, 50% commission adds up really, really fast. It's a significant dollar amount. It is totally worth it. Chances are you have colleagues, you have office mates, you have people that you've met at workshops and your trainings and your continuing education. You have folks that you went to graduate school with. You have friends. And wouldn't they like to have their ideal practice and fill it with their ideal clients? Wouldn't they like to know about private practice marketing on a budget? Wouldn't they like to know that there's actually a way that if you're a private practice professional, you can have a waiting list practice? And these guys have these specific tools and strategies, and they are willing to mentor you and hold your hand and give you the specific support that you need to do that. So you're not alone. Wouldn't that be nice? And all you have to do is just share this with your colleagues. If you can get three or more to join, then we will pay you. And it really adds up quickly. And lastly, how would you like to have lifetime access to our Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program? Lifetime access. You never, ever, ever have to worry again about how do I X, or what do I do about X, or what do I do next. You never have to struggle on your own again figuring out how to market your practice, how to fill it with clients, how to achieve your practice building goals, because you have lifetime access to this program. Here's how. Simply sign up.
Wait a minute. Could you go over that again?
Just sign up.
Okay, thank you.
Because what we've decided to do is that we want to be your practice development consultants. We want a relationship with you for life. We don't want it to be a one-shot deal. Take your money, do the program. Okay, you're done. Thank you very much. Good luck. We want an ongoing relationship. We want you to be successful. We're on a mission here. We want to change the world, and we're not going to be able to change the world if you're not able to get clients and be successful in your practice. So we need you and want you to have a successful practice. We want to support you to do that. So when you sign up for the Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program, you will have lifetime access to the program and to us. Now, I can't imagine how it can get any better or sweeter than that. What we could say or do to convince you to take action that would help you build your ideal practice and fill it with your ideal clients. We put together this program specifically for you. We refined it over the years. We know what works. We know what doesn't work. And we want to pass that on to you.
And, you know, what occurs to me is if I'd have had this offered to me when I was either first starting out or trying to figure out what to do about the onslaught of managed care in the 90s or what to do next, and what David means by you don't ever have to wonder what to do, not only do you have lifetime access, what that means is every time we give the program again, you get to come for free. And what that means is you've got that access to David and to Jeff to ask questions.
Right. So when it comes to playing large, owning your niche, pioneering your practice, packaging your expertise, building your relationships for an effortless stream of referrals, and getting hired, guaranteed, we'll help you do all of that.
You can check it out at privatepracticemarketingsecrets.com. That's privatepracticemarketingsecrets.com.
And so if you seriously want to build your ideal practice and fill it with your ideal clients, go right now to privatepracticemarketingsecrets.com. Sign up. It's guaranteed. You got nothing to lose. It's only 6 weeks. It's an intense 6 weeks, but it's only 6 weeks. We guarantee it, and we look forward to working with you. So thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us, and we hope to see you in our programs.